folks. I'm Martin, and this is our special Thatcher party today.
A Thatcher death party.
As I said privately before, some people just couldn't wait with their bile and venom before this worn-out and shriveled, horrid-smelling carcass of a despicable and authoritarian warmongering politician, Mrs. Thatcher, got buried. No shame, no piety, no respect. The BBC said this.
It is our job, I believe, as the BBC, to inform and educate the Radio 1 audience about why a group of people would have done that in society. And so we can do that through talking about it, but not necessarily playing the track in full.
I don't think it would have been right to have allowed the chart show to have been hijacked for political purposes. And had they played the whole song, that would have been the consequence.
But kaput radio can. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
This is a day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants. If any, yes, let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, a witch, wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
To say to the government of the day, enough is enough.
Remember when you were saying before, you live, enough is enough. Mm. It's a lowering, not a raising.
Enough is enough.
No, it's
enough is enough.
That's it.
Enough is enough. Yes, enough,
enough
is enough. Enough is enough. Yes. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Anyone watch?
Thatcher government. And I must say, I like the sound of that. I like it a little more each time I hear it.
It is not for turning. Where there is discord, may we bring harmony.
Ronald Reagan was such a cheerful and invigorating presence. These were causes hard to accomplish and heavy with risk. Yet his humour often had a purpose beyond humour and ultimately from the very heart of the evil empire.
Meanwhile, after some fun with this piece, I decided to point out the irony of times past and present. Then, in Thatcher's days, the government and industry wanted to shut down the coal mines, and they did. Now, here, and in many advanced countries, governments and industry want to keep coal mines going against all the environmental facts. Funny, hey. Never mind, times haven't really changed. Thatcher's austerity and neoliberal concepts are applied again.
The federal government has taken the axe to the university sector.
The benefit system is broken. It penalises those who try to do the right thing. And the British people badly want it fixed. And we agree. And those who don't are on the wrong side of the British public. But this isn't just an argument about whether these changes are fair or not. Think about the kind of country my kids are going to grow up.
They follow some substantial cuts, significant set of cuts.
The university sector warns the cuts will jeopardise the quality of teaching.
Basically, I'm not coping. I'm getting charity from friends and family. Someone paid for my car registration already this year.
In 2011, 19% of families were sole parents. So families are impacted more by the single parent cuts than others.
On the 1st of January, thousands of welfare recipients were switched from parenting payments to the dole that wanted to save up to $730 million over 4 years. Christy Rue and her son William immediately lost $110 per fortnight from their family budget.
This is against human rights. The government knew this before they did it.
The United Nations Special Rapporteur has raised concerns with the government over its cuts and says they could push thousands of children into poverty. These sole parents say it's now their biggest fear.
It's announced more than $2 billion worth of cuts. Universities say the cuts are the biggest in almost 20 years.
She's dead. You killed her.
I didn't mean to kill her. Really, I didn't. It's just that he was on fire.
Hail to Dorothy! The wicked witch is dead!
Hail to Dorothy! The wicked witch is dead!
From now on, you'll be history.
You'll be history.
You'll be history.
And we will glorify your name.
we get away from Britain for a moment, we certainly have a Dame Duck government on the deathbed. Polls show a landslide for the Conservatives in the coming elections in September later this year. Our Prime Minister understandably goes for the full Monty of absurd proposals such as a high-speed rail from Melbourne via Sydney to Brisbane with, you guess, 16 rural stops in between. High speed. It's like you just want to check the email and have to boot up your computer, update along the way this and that, and finally you can read your email in under 60 seconds. Okay, nothing new there, and it took you just under half an hour, thanks to the rural stops along the way. But more importantly, it won't happen before the year 2050. I mean, that high-speed rail. And that time, you know, it would cost a fortune for any government. Besides the absurdity, Einstein pointed out that time for a traveller on a fast-moving object slows down. So even the 2050 timetable might not be possible. We also should get a fibre optic broadband system built by 2020. At extreme pricing again, and if I live that long, I can hear my grandson screaming, "Are we there yet, Grandpa?" Or, "At what time do we get off the internet? A Gordian knot of ever more perplexing hacking attempts." My suggestion to the Prime Minister, just so to round out the downfall to come, is to propose also to build a ladder to Mars. Remember, it's got to be life out there, or the space industry will suffer. For a Dame Duck government led by a female union loyal, unmarried, barred of childbirth, atheist as Prime Minister may have been a good couple of years for all of us at the bottom of Australia, say here in Nimbin. But for the rest of the country, it just was a little too much revolution to feel comfortable in their chosen delusion of a nostalgic wannabe royal wet dream. That's how I explain the current polls. Okay, back to Britain, Thatcher and comedy.
Obviously, Margaret Thatcher's death this week has produced every newspaper trying to get its own angle, although my favourite was the Bexley Times, who headed their story, "Former Dartford Candidate Dies." They tried to get her a joke for a speech, and they decided on Monty Python's dead parrot sketch, but she'd never heard of it. She didn't think it was funny. So they brought in a television screen, and they showed, and she still didn't think it was funny. And so eventually I had to say to her, "Honestly, I promise you, it is funny. You have to use it in the speech." So she allowed to go in the speech, and about a minute before she was going on, she turned round to my friend and said, "John, this Monty Python, is he one of us?"
Now that brings me to the Liberal Party. I gather that during the last few days, there have been some ill-natured jokes about their new symbol, a bird of some kind, adopted by the Liberal Democrats at Blackpool. Politics is a serious business, and one should not lower the tone unduly. So I will say only this of the Liberal Democrat symbol and of the party it symbolizes. This is an ex-parrot. It is not merely stunned, it has ceased to be, expired, and gone to meet its maker. It is a parrot no more. It has rung down the curtain and joined the choir invisible. This is a late parrot. And now for something completely different.
A Thatcher death party.
The gap between the richest 10% and the poorest 10% has widened substantially. I detest every single one of her domestic policies.
Our politics stem from our deep resent for the ilk you represent. You're no better than me. We have to hate the rich. It's a Marxist guarantee.
They are all than the poor.
The
Why? Because it's a lot more fun, and unfortunately we're starting with some sad news because Margaret Thatcher has died. She was the 1980s British version of Ronald Reagan, only she had an old lady vagina. That's totally disrespectful, and I'm sorry. Thatcher and Ronald Reagan joined forces to hypnotize Mikhail Gorbachev with black magic so that he would let the Berlin Wall fall. And I'm pretty sure that's the most accurate history report in the history of YouTube. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All joking aside, the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom was nicknamed the Iron Lady by a Soviet journalist because
she was tough as iron, but probably didn't talk like that. She probably talked like this, but didn't talk like that.
Fun facts about Margaret Thatcher. She served as Prime Minister from 1979 to 1990. She was a chemist before she was a barrister. A barrister is basically a lawyer, you dumb American, but not a solicitor, which is another form of lawyer in the United Kingdom. Someone's been reading on Wikipedia. That someone is doing a really poor British accent right now.
Margaret Thatcher came along, and she decided that it would be better to have to pay less taxes. So she began to take apart the welfare state and that provision. And I can tell you that the great inspiration in my politics was Margaret Thatcher. Were it not for her, I probably wouldn't be a socialist.
I won't be working for your money. I won't be working for your bread. I'll be working for a revolution. I'll be working till I'm dead. We won't be marching for your flag. We won't be training to kill. We'll be training the next generation to be refusing your will. You say we haven't a means, but we know that you know that we're right. If nobody joins nobody's army, there's nobody's army to fight. No God, no masters, no need. Oh. No more. We have no need of a master. We have no need of your God. We don't need no holy book to tell us right from wrong. No God. No masters, no need, oh, no more. We won't be working for your money. We won't be working for your bread. We'll be working for a revolution. We'll be working till we're dead.
Country away from the quicksands of socialism and help us rid the nation of this socialist albatross.
When you think about what's happened yesterday, I know it's probably not good, but I was really, really happy because that woman caused us such distress and upset. And here we were fighting for survival, not for a wage increase, and she's just smashed our communities. And the woman, she weren't a woman, she was evil. And in our communities now, I look round and what's happened, she's closed everything down, she's closed all our manufacturing industry down, we're short of fuel, she closed the mines down, she was intent of smashing the trade unions, and in it, she smashed the country. She called us the enemy within. There were only one enemy within, and that was her.
That is a liberal policy. That I have the same contempt for his socialist policies as the people of East Europe who have experienced it.
But it's the plight of individual boys and girls which worries me most. Too often, our children don't get the education they need, the education they deserve. Children who need to be taught to respect traditional moral values are being taught that they have an inalienable right to be gay. All of those children are being cheated of a sound start in life. Yes, cheated.
No, no money!
This is a journey into money. Loads of money.
Those people who have got money have got more money than they've ever had in their lives. And those people who haven't got money have got less than they've ever had. So you see that north-south divide within your own community. You can walk through town and you can see people with £300 suits on driving fast cars and having the time of their life, standing or driving by somebody whose life is in a bag of chips.
Loads of money, probably.
Pretty right load of finishing holiday this weekend.
Boys, watch out for the ladies. Loads of, loads of,
loads of. But we haven't divided the nation between north and south.
If supplementary benefit rates are taken as defining the level of the poverty line, then at the beginning of Mrs. Thatcher's third term, more than 8 million people were living on or below it. They include 2 million children, which is 72% more than when the decade began.
She's been very honest about one thing. She said she wanted us to go back to Victorian England, and she has taken us back to Victorian England.
So, finally, Prime Minister, after nearly 10 years of Thatcherism, do you feel that you've failed in any way?
Well, obviously, Mr. Dimbleby. Regrets. I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through. Without exemption, I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spat it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've laughed and cried. I've had my fill, my share of losing. But now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blow. Yeah.
Conservatives, 359 seats, Labour, 243 seats, and Alliance, 24 seats. The polls have now closed, shortly to be followed by the rest of the hospitals, the schools, and the BBC. Ha ha ha, ha ha. I'm sorry, we have to leave this now because it's too pointless even for us. Ha 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 ha, the 1987 election. Is it really the end of Thatcherism or the start of Kinnockism?
Mr. President, what would your reaction be to a Labour victory over Mrs. Thatcher?
Well, if that happened, we as Americans would respond in the normal, responsible way to a democratic election in another country.
Thank you, sir.
We'd send in the CIA to help round up all the socialists and execute them inside a football stadium. How's that, Casper? And people say I can't remember anything.
Mrs. Thatcher, what do you think about development?
I do with one of those photo fast places. It's the only way you'll get the pictures on the front page of the morning edition.
Mrs. Thatcher, is it true that this summer is just one big photo opportunity?
No, it is not. It's any number of photo opportunities. Me and Ronnie, me and Mitrum, me and my girl, me and Mr. Cole, me and me.
And now, in a considerable coup for myself, I have the first interview with Her Royal, still Prime Ministeress of Thatcher.
Stop drooling and drivelling. Anyone would think you actually cared about the unemployed.
Forgive me, ma'am. Now, I understand you have accused the Labour Party of containing a new and disturbing element.
I mean that there is a tendency. A tendency to win. This was never apparent before. Both Michael Foot and Jim Callaghan. Well, I may have disagreed with them, but they had one thing I could admire. They were losers.
Hello, how marvellous to talk down to you. I'm unemployed, homeless, live in the north of England. What can you offer me?
Well, what I can promise you is a very bad time over the next 5 years. Absolutely terrible. Quite unrelieved misery. All right, dear? We are the party who cares. Just look at our record on health, education, jobs and third world aid. Whenever they're mentioned, we always say, who cares?
Not me, no.
At the start of this election campaign, I promised that my government would set Britain on a course into another century. I'm afraid Dave got a little bit confused in the press, as I actually meant the 19th.
We believe that people should be able to stand on their own two feet.
So give me that stick.
Hello, how splendid.
And finally, Mrs. Thatcher was out and about explaining privatisation to the voters.
There now follows an interference in the British election by the President of the United States.
Hello, England land. My message to you is simple. On the one hand, vote Maggie. On the other hand, vote Maggie. You know, I wish it was me she was licking instead of lucky old Mr. Kencock.
Image is vital to the modern politician. And top image makers Charles and Morris Saatchi have transformed Mrs. Thatcher from being a once tough-edged old harridan into being today's tough-edged old harridan with a silly voice.
Well, we always knew the voice was the
key.
The key, yes. Mm. And look at this clip of her when she first got elected to Parliament.
The Parliament, yes. Mm.
I would like to hang the returning officer!
And by the
70s,
70s, yeah, we'd got it down to this.
Come on, kiddie, hand over the milk.
And that really was the first time you could see the soft side of her. Mm.
And with the hormone treatment, she should sound something like this.
Never in the field of human conflict has so much been owed by so many to me.
And by the year
2000,
we envisage her sounding more or less like
this.
Like this, yes.
The Right Honourable Gentleman, with all due respect, is a blundering amateur.
Well, the Right Honourable Lady should know all about that. Never, never has a leader of the Conservative Party displayed such gross incompetence.
The Right Honourable Gentleman is, with all due respect, a balding Welsh git, totally unfit for the position he does.
The Right Honourable Lady, quite frankly and with all due respect, makes me puke. In fact, she makes the rest of my party puke as well.
Hear, hear.
Can I just say that this is the sort of debate that strengthens the argument for a third party? Mindless confrontation with no reasoned argument.
You hear?
A three-party system is the last thing we want. I'm sure the Right Honourable Balding Welsh Pit will agree with me.
The Right Honourable Fat Pompous Tart is correct.
The Right Honourable Gentleman may be a cretinous buffoon, but he's just the sort of tiny, willy, drooling vegetable this country. country needs in opposition.
I agree with the right honourable bitch cow. She may well make me puke, but at least when I'm vomiting, I have a clear choice ahead of me.
I agree entirely with the right honourable little prat. We must give the electors a clear choice. Either the Conservative Party or that bunch of tosspots over there.
Exactly. The two-party system has lasted hundreds of years, and if people don't want to vote for us, then they could do a lot worse than vote for those fascist bastards over there.
A tax for one, a tax for others. She took the mail from my brothers. Your riding fist was fancy free. Caused lots of pain and misery. She took the miners at this spot. She took the jobs, she took the lot. Nobody knows. He stood back and watched, said men die. What if a murderer, what do I? I'll tell you something, I'll tell you now. Can't wait till you die, your precious cow. How long, Maggie, till you pass away? Gotta have me a lot to drink, gotta party all day.
Details of this show and other shows of the Kaput X Radio series can be found at radioforall.net.
Well, oh my God, she's getting thin.
A Thatcher death party.
Must admit it made me grin.
Anyone watch?
Attacks for one, attacks for others.
Former Prime Minister John Howard will represent Australia at St Paul's Cathedral next Wednesday for her funeral, joining more than 2,000 other mourners. There'll be many more outside in the streets.
A new campaign encouraging people to gather on Wednesday for the funeral so they can turn their back as Baroness Thatcher's coffin passes by.